The Devil's Advocates. Political commentary from the back of the class.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Hump Day, the 420 edition. And we're rolling through the Happier Happy Hour. I'm happy because I'm down here with the good people at Knuckleheads, and they're doing a lot of commerce, man. Apparently a lot of people been saving their pennies, man. All the college kids down here, 5 o'clock, it was like gangbusters. It was like an MC Hammer concert in 1984. I don't know how to describe it, but it was pandemonium out there for a minute or two.
Poor man.
Well, when was MC Hammer big?
Oh, God, must have been, like early 90s, I would think. 89, 90, 91, something like that. I mean, 1984, Van Halen, 1984, sure. But, yeah, it's busy. It's crazy over at Knuckleheads. We love it. We got one. They still got a store here in Milwaukee up on off of Farwell, I believe.
Absolutely, they do.
Yeah.
We like our friends at Knuckleheads. Please support our fine sponsors. And you can do the double dip like Doc Weed did. Stop down to Knuckleheads and then go up to Hawk's Fighter Neighborhood Bar.
Well, you got to get a drink to get rid of that cotton mouth. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Curdy, I got a follow-up to a conversation you and I had yesterday. Apparently, the president, Joe Biden, told former President Barack Obama that he's in for another round. And we talked a little bit about it. Reporting from Sean Sullivan this afternoon at the Washington Post, Senator Bernie Sanders is open to running for president in 2024 if President Biden declines to seek re-election, according to a campaign memo a top political advisor distributed to allies on Wednesday that was shared with the Washington Post. Quote, in the event of an open 2024 Democratic presidential primary, Senator Sanders has not ruled out another run for president, so we advise that you answer any questions about 2024 with that in mind, says the memo from Faz Shakir, a close Sanders advisor who was his campaign manager when he ran in 2020.
Yeah, man, we introduced Faz in Milwaukee when we emceed the ACLU banquet that one time. And obviously we saw him many times in the spend room, at least during the early primary stage back when it was still a contested primary. I think we last saw him in Vegas, you know, February of 2020-ish. But anyways,
so
run, Bernie, run, baby.
Run, Bernie, run. But this comes back
if
to
Joe's, right. If Joe, the incumbent, doesn't run.
And again, the age thing, which concerns me to a degree, as
doesn't
I
bother
the other
me
day.
What I owed it. Bernie, baby.
Well, Bernie's
going to live forever.
Bernie's older than Biden at 80 years old.
I think he's older. He's tougher. He's grizzled. I mean, he's like beef jerky, man. He's got a shelf life of forever, baby.
So Sanders, apparently, there's a possibility. Now we'll see what happens with Joe Biden, but Sanders, if it's an open primary, if it's an open open race, Bernie is in.
Bernie or bust, baby. I don't know. You know, I'll have to see who else would climb into an open field. But, you know, I support the incumbents, Dom. And I've told you, I mean, I was a Bernie guy. But I would support the reelective efforts of Joe Biden. If he is a guy running, I think he should run unopposed in the Democratic primary, at least amongst, you know, the non-Tulsi Gabbard types. There might be someone out there trying to make a name, but they're not part of the larger for the common good sort of Democratic Party sorts. That would be my impression.
I'm with you. I mean, who was it? Joe Manchin? I mean, what if Joe Manchin? You know, I could see Joe Manchin. Apparently, there was some discussion of him running, switching parties. You know, you got to wonder about Joe.
He was telling donors that. So that's when you know he's telling the truth, right?
When
he's around the millionaires and the billionaires.
Uh-huh.
You know, the haves and the have-mores, I think George W. Bush would call them.
Oh, or he's just fleecing them and milking them for more campaign dollars because, you know, if I do run, I'm going to need more money than what you're giving me now. So, you know, it's posturing and positioning as far as I'm concerned. But I'm not being ageist, but, you know, age is a factor and health is a factor. Bernie had a heart scare recently and, you know, Joe's slowing down.
I forgot about that.
Yeah,
I had forgotten about Bernie's quote-unquote heart scare, although I've seen him post-heart scare. And I had seen him Cedar Rapids, Iowa, at an event in the last campaign during the 2020 cycle. And Bernie was out there, and I think I talked about the day. Me and Bernie are kind of staring at each other, and he was red in the face. It was hot, and I was hot, and I'm holding the camera, and Bernie's staring at me, and I got the, you know, the ginormous melon head with the red hat on it. How do you not see me, right? And I'm super sexy, so Bernie had to notice me. But I remember that was pre-heart incident. I remember thinking, man, Bernie is bright red. Well, hopefully those things are in his
past. Of course.
But yeah, man, if Joe ain't in, sure, Bernie or bust. But
you would, I want to be clear, you would not want Bernie to run against Joe if Joe's, you would not want that.
No, that's correct. That's correct. I don't want Bernie to primary Joe Biden. I don't see how that would benefit the nation. I would see that as potentially disastrous for the commons, for the good, because I think it would undermine Joe Biden's candidacy, and it would leave him a damaged candidate. It's one thing when you're running for an open nomination. It's another thing when you got an incumbent president from your own party. I mean, I remember Bernie threatening back in 2012 Barack Obama, but he didn't, and I don't think he should. Not if Joe's in.
But, you know, the progressive wing, which I would consider you to be a pretty progressive guy, you know, Joe Biden has not followed through on perhaps some of the things that, you know, the Bernie supporters would like to see done. I mean, if he doesn't should he get another 8 years to, you know, do the job that he didn't do in four as it perceived from the left wing of the party?
I'm not sure where the additional 8 years comes from. That sounds like Trumpster talk. But what I would say
if Biden runs now, he's in now, he's president now, that's 4 years. If he runs again, it'll be another 4 years. That's 8 years. That's what I'm saying. That's the math.
Okay, I understand the math. You probably weren't listening prior, but I had my congressman, Mark Pocan, back in the 3 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
And, you know, Mark's always a great guest and often candid. And Mark was the co-chair of the Democratic, the Progressive Caucus in the House.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, no one has to question his bona fides as an actual progressive. And I think Mark shares my opinion. Joe Biden's done a pretty good job. All things considered, I don't think the messaging's been as strong as it could have been. But the deliverables, the American Rescue Plan, the smaller infrastructure plan, he's out there trying to sell a bigger infrastructure plan to this moment he's out there selling. And I think there are some bigger things he could still do, things like forgiving student loan debt. I think that would be a big win for this president. Now, there are things I disagree with Joe on. You know, on a day like 420, it should be pointed out the Biden administration was still firing staffers over marijuana policy.
Ridiculous.
Like people had used marijuana.
Ridiculous.
Sure.
What?
But if the alternative to Joe Biden's marijuana policy is, yeah, and then Trump's back. No, that's, I am not a single issue voter. You know, once upon a time, I would have been, Dom. We asked that question. Every politician knew.
I'm with you, bro. I hear you.
And here in the state of Wisconsin, it was Melissa Agard, finally, Senator now Agard, that finally was the first politician that said, yes, I am for legalizing, taxing, and recreational marijuana, not just for some medicinal thing or whatever. And then they had a show hearing in the state of Wisconsin. You know, why
like today,
you show up.
They had one today.
Yeah, because the
Republicans,
optics, it's 420, right?
Today. I mean, Republicans in the state of Wisconsin, you have a sham hearing. Because let's just be honest. I mean, what? They're already checked out, man. There's nothing going to happen. So what? They're going to take it up maybe next
literally
year?
Their session is already everything but gaveled out because they're already running for re-election. You know, the important business of the politicians. Yeah, nothing's going to happen on the legalized marijuana front. It was just a – I appreciate the effort, man, because Melissa Agard specifically has been out there pushing this legislation every year. And if someone's not the tip of the spear, nothing gets done in this world. And I've often said, you know, you can't change the world, but if you're laser-focused on one or two issues, maybe you can change the world by that incremental amount. Well, Bernie Sanders would be a big game changer should he run and win the presidency. You know, of course I'd support Bernie. But I'm also currently supportive of the current president, just like my congressman, Mark Pocan. I don't want to see him get primaried. And as a side note, Dominic, I'm not very happy to see Doug LaFollette in the state of Wisconsin getting primaried. The venerable Doug LaFollette, he's in his early 80s. Doug has been the Secretary of the State since I was in diapers. And as far as I'm concerned, that is his office until the day he dies.
What?
So you
come
take
on,
it
man.
From his cold, dead
it's
hands.
It's the people's office, and he needs to run
sure.
and win an election like everybody else. And again,
he have to face the opposition in the primary ginned up apparently by a political consultant who I suspect will get paid for leading that campaign, the very same political consultant. And they're doing commerce down here at Knucklehead, so people are coming in the humidor to buy some stuff. Just bear with them. Bear with me.
All right, give me some.
Same political consultant that led on the maps. How'd that work out for us? Are we satisfied with the redistricting? Well, let's not forget who was leading that effort. Same guy leading the effort to primary. My guy, Doug LaFollette. I'm not happy about it.
LaFollette's been there a long time, right? I mean,
he has. That's why everyone in the state knows his name. Why he won elections in 2010 in the same year that Ron Johnson and Scott Walker got swept in. Doug LaFollette won re-election that year. Same year Scott Walker won re-election in 14. Doug LaFollette did too. You're going to mess with that? It's a ceremonial position. It's Doug's for life, as far as I'm concerned, because there's no real there to the job. Until Republicans win that seat and they make it a tool to wreck with the elective cycle. Well, the only way that's going to happen is if somebody goes in primaries, Doug LaFollette.
I mean, Doug LaFollette will presumably have a Republican opponent next time he runs, right?
Oh, he always does. He always beats the Republican.
All right,
handily.
Now, And if somebody who's a Democrat doesn't think that maybe LaFollette's not up to the next elective cycle, why would you have an issue with them seeking the office? And of course, as a political consultant, I mean, I'm not clear specific how it all works, but if I'm running for office and I hire a political consultant, the political consultants are going to cash my checks and work for me to get me elected, if that's what I want to do. I'm pretty sure the political consultants are not coming to me, recruiting me, and paying me to run for the office. So if there is a primary, if there's some interest.
I'm less convinced.
Why is that?
Look at the example of the Iron Stash. Did the Iron Stash decide he was going to run for Congress one day? Or was he recruited in that role? I mean, intelligent guy. He had that cool mustache.
Got a great mustache.
I liked him.
I still
But somebody
like.
Literally recruited his ass to go run in the first CD. And I would not put it beyond the political consultancy class in the state of Wisconsin. Somebody in their hubris and ego decided, well, you know, I know better. And I'm tired of Doug LaFollette. And, you know, it's more important that we put forth a vibrant young candidate and hold that seat. Or
so
perhaps
blue,
damage
blue
the guy
blue,
that's assured
violet.
Re-election.
Blue,
yeah,
no, but nothing,
blue on
no,
blue violence,
assured.
Baby. I don't like it.
Nothing is assured. But you ran against Tony Evers, man. So if it's an open primary, it's
I
okay,
ran
but...
in a 12-person primary with
so
no
what?
Incumbent.
Okay,
you don't
so
hear
that,
me
that's,
declaring
that's,
my candidacy.
That's your only distinction, is if there's an open
yes,
primary,
you
it's
don't
fine.
Run against the you don't run against the incumbent. You don't hear me declaring that I'm going to go run against Tony Evers. You know, he's advancing in age. He's going to be 72, 74 by the time the next term comes around. You know what? So what? I support Tony Evers. Why? We don't always see eye to eye, but he's my guy. He's my incumbent. He's my party's representation. And you know what? Even I have the common sense to not go ding the incumbent governor or the incumbent Secretary of State of the great state of Wisconsin.
You're going to get dinged by
certainly,
the Republicans anyway. You should be tested and ready to roll.
Well, I think someone's just cashing checks, and they don't care who wins or loses because the checks still cash. Come back, more Devils.
Say, man, you got a joint?
Mike, that's a very good question.
I got a joint here, man. I've been saving for a special occasion.
Congratulations for staying awake all day.
Kind of grabs you by the boo-boo, don't it?